All right. So last one before Pesach. Shaila takes place in Israel. There was a soldier that got an unexpected vacation time. He was on the front. He'd been away for many months, probably I think like 3-4 months at this point. And they said, you can leave on Friday morning or Thursday night. But we need you back on base Shabbos afternoon, 2 p.m. So not so much of a, not a full weekend, but he gets a little bit of time off. He's married, wife and kids. He hasn't been home in a few months. So he asked a question. Is he allowed to go home on Thursday night or go home Friday morning, spend Friday night, meaning Shabbos night, with his wife, with his family, and then drive back on Shabbos morning? So obviously we know that for pikuach nefesh, for saving people's lives, you're allowed to violate Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So this often happens with hatzalah. So if there's a hatzalah call,
you're allowed to drive back if you want.
Right. So there's a so hatzalah is allowed to obviously drive their ambulance with the patient to the hospital. And Rav Moshe and many other poskim also give them a leniency, a heter, to drive back. Sometimes if you have the option, we should get a non-Jew to drive you back. But all things being equal, they're allowed to go back. The difference, though, between Hatzala and this case is what? There's a big difference.
Hatzala is you're saving lives here. You're not actually saving lives.
Have to go back. You can stay on base.
Okay, so there's a couple. So you're saying that you might not necessarily be saving lives, depending on what you do in the army. But let's assume for now that everybody's necessary to keep the operation running. So let's say that you let's consider it as if you are. So what did you say?
I said that he doesn't have to go back
right.
to his family. He can stay on base.
Right. So nobody's forcing him to go home. Or nobody's forcing him to stay over Friday night, meaning he can drive. Israel's not that big of a country. Depending on where he lives, theoretically, he could leave Thursday night or early Friday morning, say hello to everybody, and come home and come back to base. And, wouldn't be spending Shabbos night with his family, spending time with his wife. But if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Any other potential differences? There's a big one.
Always going to be a call to come and save someone, but if you're on the front lines, you're always active.
Right, so the biggest difference is that Hatzalah is unexpected.
Yeah.
Right, Hatzalah, you don't know if there's going to be a call or not, so you can't rearrange your life around that.
If you're on the front lines, you have
But if you know that you have to be back on base at 2 p.m., so you can rearrange your life for that. It might be inconvenient, but you theoretically could either not go off base or leave early. So the question is, are you allowed to schedule your life in a way that would make you have to violate Shabbos? Or if you know in advance that you're going to have to, you have to prepare ahead of time. So, what do you think?
I think it would be okay to drive there because you're fighting for the protection of everyone and to bring back the hostages. So, even if it is driving on Shabbos, you're saving so many people from...
Right, so
even if you're not saving people now, you're saving them from the future.
Right, so just to clarify, the question is not whether you're allowed to drive back. The question is, are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where you'll have to drive back? Meaning everybody's saying, if you're off base, you can drive. But the question is, maybe you shouldn't be going off base.
Shalom bias.
Okay, so you say shalom bias wins. Anybody disagree? Yeah.
So I think also mental health.
Mental health should be considered. Okay. So, yeah. So, these are all important reasons. The halacha is all things being equal. There's a bunch of different gemaras, and they somewhat contradict each other. One gemara says that you're allowed to go on a boat before Shabbos for a mitzvah purpose, even if you know that you'll have to violate Shabbos by getting off the boat or doing something on the boat. The other gemara says that for a bris milah, if Let's say you needed hot water or bandages or something, and you don't have them on Shabbos. If you do the Bris Milah, then you'll have to violate Shabbos in order to heal the baby. But maybe you don't have to do the Bris Milah. So the Gemara says you do have to do the Bris Milah because Bris Milah is special, implying that if it wasn't Bris Milah, if it was something else, then you wouldn't be able to elect to do something that would allow you to violate, that would make you have to violate Shabbos. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So Shabbos, so Bris Milah might be different. And so what the implication then is that other mitzvos you would not be allowed to. So there's a debate how we reconcile these Gemaras. One opinion, like the Stipler, which is the standard accepted opinion, is that if you're setting things up a couple days before Shabbos, that you may have to violate Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, that's one thing. But if it's right before Shabbos, or on Shabbos itself, then, midrabanan, rabbinically, you're not allowed to do that. So that's what most poskim say would be analogous to this case. That if you know, 72 hours, 24 hours in advance, rabbinically, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you would have to violate Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a unique way of reading the Gemara. We're not going to go into all the intricacies, but he says that it's totally allowed. Why is the Bris Milah case implying otherwise? Discussion for another time. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that as long as you are allowed to violate Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, you can do whatever you want before Shabbos to set yourself up that way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion is traditionally not accepted. He is a very lone opinion. And so this has implications for doctors and people going to the hospital to give birth on Shabbos, that if you're able to plan in advance, then you should try to minimize whatever chilul Shabbos possible. If you have a non-Jew driver, you could do an Uber or maybe an electric car. Different things make it easier. But Rav Asher Weiss said that in this particular case, he hasn't been home in many months. He needs to spend time with his wife. He needs to spend time with his kids, mental health purposes. It was also a lel tefillah, another mitigating factor. So for all of those reasons, Rav Asher Weiss said that on a very unique, limited basis, we could be making in this particular scenario. Again, very interesting case study of when a posek says we can follow a very, very extremely das yachid opinion, a very limited opinion that most people don't follow for very particular limited cases. And also it's important to appreciate the importance of Shabbos, of how much we value Shabbos, so much so that you have to plan everything in advance to make sure you don't even put yourself in a situation where you'll be obligated to be Mechal Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.